These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. It's that time of year. Many people are wondering, should I have set a New Year's resolution? And if I want to, what kind? And how will I actually do this thing and actually make it work? Today's listener has a question about their New Year's resolution. The best New Year's resolutions are those that are realistic, therefore achievable, and mostly that are personally meaningful. There are a bunch of categories of resolutions that people do tend to find most beneficial to their lives in general. Probably top of the list is health and fitness. For example, I'm going to exercise regularly or eat a balanced diet now. I'm going to get enough sleep. I'm going to find methods to reduce my stress. I'll quit smoking. I'll limit my alcohol intake. But people often turn to personal development as a category, like learning a new skill or hobby. Maybe they want to take a course. Maybe they want to figure out how to have better time management. Some people get much more concrete about it and choose something like a career goal or an educational goal, like pursuing professional development in some way or furthering their education. They might choose a financial goal, very practical, a way to save money, create a budget, reduce their debt, perhaps creating an emergency fund. I know of many that choose relationships, which is a worthy goal. How can they strengthen their relationship in the new year or spend more quality time with their family or friends? I also, of course, teach people things about how to have a resolution on mindfulness and well-being, like practicing meditation in the new year, focusing on their mental health, cultivating a positive mindset. And then there are people who think this is a good time to think about giving back, which I'm all for, and actually giving back is really good for your mental health. So something like volunteering, contributing to a charitable cause, finding some way to give a positive impact to your community. Others think about things like decluttering their space, some method of organization, productivity that's on a personal project, or a way of maintaining a regular and efficient routine. You might think about a hobby, setting a time for a creative pursuit like knitting or art or writing, music. And a lot of people are thinking about travel, a new place they could explore, a way to step out of their usual comfort zone and have some experience of a new culture or a new environment. Whatever you would pick, I do advise that you pick something really personally meaningful to you. If it's just meaningful to someone else in your life, you are far less likely to be able to maintain any sort of behavioral change. So with that, let's get to my listener's question and ask, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, my boyfriend has suggested we make New Year's resolutions together to lose 10 pounds. I know that he would like us both to lose a little weight because he's mentioned it. But personally, I'm not really unhappy with my weight, or his weight for that matter. Sure, I know I could afford to lose a little, but to be honest, I don't care that much, and it's not worth the struggle to me. I'm not unhealthily overweight, just a little chunky, and I'm fine with that. I'd rather have a resolution to be better at budgeting my money or to learn something new, like crocheting. However, it is sweet he came up with something we can do together, and so maybe I should be amenable to working on this with him. I'm not sure what I think. Can you weigh in? Is it sweet, or is it a way for him to get you to do what he wants? Because if it's the latter, you and he are probably being set up for failure and for resentment. And this would not only likely not work, it could harm your relationship. The resolutions that tend to work are those that are personally meaningful to you. If you are happy with your weight, and the only motivation to do this is because he'd like you to lose a little weight, it may not really provide enough internal meaningful motivation. The other reason is that, in my experience, when it's a partner who wants you to lose weight purely for appearance's sake, not for health, life, and death circumstances, it tends not only to not work, but to drive insecurity and hurt. Even if he also plans to lose weight. It's one thing when couples both feel they'd like to lose weight and they help each other along the path. This can work really well. But when only one of you wants the other to, not so well. Because the more insecure the person working at weight loss becomes, the more stressed they become, and the less willpower, therefore, to work at anything they're able to sustain. In fact, I've watched this backfire with the intended weight loser gaining weight, and then everyone is upset. If you have really asked yourself, would I be willing to work to lose weight? And the answer is, not really. Then I would explain to your partner that this just isn't a big motivator for you. And you'd support them if that's something they really want for themselves. But you'd like to choose something more personally meaningful to you. And then just do that. You two don't have to have the same goals and a resolution. If this was your partner's way, though, of telling you that there is a problem, you are much better off hearing about and then discussing that problem, whatever it may be. And after that, you may or may not want to change something about yourself, but it should, either way, be something you truly feel motivated to change because you truly feel it will benefit you, and take ownership of that desire. I hope that was helpful. Back in a moment with Keeping Your Resolutions Tips. Back with suggestions to maintain that resolution. When setting resolutions, it's crucial to tailor them to your individual preferences and circumstances. Consider what matters most to you and what changes will have a positive impact on your life. Additionally, breaking larger goals into smaller ones, more manageable steps, increases the likelihood of success. Remember that the key to successful resolutions is not only in setting them, but also in creating a plan, in staying motivated, and adapting the plan as needed. Regularly assess your progress and adjust your resolutions to align with your evolving priorities and with your current life circumstances. Keeping a New Year's resolution can be challenging, but with the right approach and mindset, you can increase your chances of success. Here are some tips to help you stick to your resolution. First, set realistic goals. Make sure that your resolutions are something that's achievable and realistic, because setting overly ambitious, unrealistic goals is nothing but discouraging. Then prioritize by focusing on a few resolutions rather than spreading yourself too thin. Pick a thing. This allows you to concentrate your efforts and increase the likelihood of success. Be specific about your goal. Instead of vague resolutions like, I'm going to be healthier in the new year, break your goal into specific, measurable, achievable, and relevant, but time-bound objectives. Next, create a plan. Develop your step-by-step plan outlining how you're going to achieve this resolution, breaking down the larger goal into smaller and manageable tasks that can make it more achievable. Track your progress. So, for example, keeping a journal or using an app to track yourself by regularly reviewing your achievements, which in itself is motivating and helps you stay the course. Celebrate any milestones you accomplish. By celebrating your successes along the way, it's reinforcement that boosts your motivation and keeps you focused on going forward. Try to stay flexible because life is unpredictable and an obstacle could pop up. And if you encounter a setback, that's okay. Just adjust your plan rather than giving it up entirely. Try to build in a support system. If you share your resolution with a friend or family member or even a support group, it will allow you to share your success and your challenges, which helps you get more motivation and encouragement as you go, but also helps keep you honest if you're cheating. Visualize your success. Imagine yourself achieving this goal. This is actually a powerful tool to help keep you motivated and stay focused. If you have a setback, learn from it. Because setbacks are actually learning opportunities. So, what went wrong? What in my approach wasn't working? How can I change my approach so that I don't repeat that? And then that will help you move forward with renewed determination. You're trying to basically, for the most part, establish some new habit. So focusing on building positive habits that fit with that resolution is really what helps you to make a permanent change for the future. And you have to know that changing anything takes time. So be patient. Don't let discouragement get in your way. Don't make yourself have immediate results or you're out. Stay patient and committed to the long-term goal. And then along the way, reassess and readjust. As circumstances change, your goals may need to be modified to remain realistic and achievable. New Year's resolutions are a year-long commitment, and success often comes from the sustained effort and dedication. So always remember to be kind to yourself, stay focused on those objectives, and celebrate any progress you make along the way. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All centers remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.